Blog Talk Radio.
I'm future focused, cause I look in the mirror. 2020 vision, see myself more clearer. Face trials and many errors, but Lord, you never let me down. And for that notice, I'm better now. Even when some folks wanted to kill me out, fear had to go, so they worry and doubt. I bounce back, you can't kill me out.
Welcome back to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I have been on a much needed hiatus, but I'm back. I'm going to bring my guest on, Terry Shaw, in just a few moments because her book, after just reading the first beginning of it, it is very interesting and very inspiring. I really want to give ample time for her to discuss her book. I'm going to bring her on in just a second, but I do think that I owe the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show listeners a little bit of an explanation. My schedule was getting a little busy, and I was doing a lot of things, and I knew that it was time for me to branch out and do other things. And you all know how I always talk about getting quiet and listening. And it was time I took the hiatus to get quiet and to listen. And through that listening and getting quiet, I now have a talk show that I film every fourth Monday of the month from Douglasville, Georgia, on the Regina Sunshine Global Network. It's the fourth Monday of every month from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can watch that on Facebook Live, YouTube, Twitch. That is the new adventure, and that's what that's where God has expanded me through my getting quiet and listening to what he had me to do next. And in saying all that, the other businesses are picking up my Peace and Mixture aromatherapy bath and body line is expanding, is booming, is starting to really take off. So with that being said, I am back with the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show, but I'm cut it down not to every Wednesday of the month, but I'm only gonna do this show every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. I'll have a little bit more announcements at the end, but I really want to go ahead. I'm not gonna prolong this introduction because I really want to go ahead and get the guest for tonight, Miss Terry Shaw, on. Let me read you her bio real quick, and then I'm gonna bring her on and we're gonna get into this good discussion about this new book she has. Terry K. Shaw is an author, inspirational speaker, and spiritual teacher. She is also the co-author of Lessons from My Grandmother's Lap, an anthology compiled by Regina Sunshine Robertson. Since her spiritual awareness heightened in 2017, Terry has made it her life's path and mission to inspire as many people as she can from around the globe using her words of wisdom and spiritual gifts. She offers daily uplifting messages, healing tips, and insight on her Facebook and Instagram pages. She currently lives in Nutley, New Jersey, with Oreo, her furry tuxedo kitty. To find out more about Terry's work, you can visit her on www.terryshawinspires.com. Now, I'm going to bring her on because I am ready to get this discussion started. Welcome to the show, Terry.
Hi, Michelle. How are you? Thanks for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for reaching out. I am going to get right into the discussion. I had to get a little bit of announcements out of the way in the beginning because this Blog Talk Radio show has been on a hiatus for the
I
whole beginning of the year.
I heard that. And that's very good because, you know, as I was listening to your announcements, I said, oh, no, I need to take an hiatus myself.
Because I always talk to my audience about, you know, it's important that we we get quiet and listen. We always
That's
we do
right.
pray, and it's important to pray. And
yeah.
you know, but sometimes we don't wait, and we're so busy. Being busy
yes,
that we don't
true.
Listen, and God is trying to tell us, but we don't hear him
mm-hmm.
because we're so busy. So I had to take
that's
that
right.
time because I knew it was time for me to go in another direction, but I just didn't know how God wanted me to do it. And through that
mm-hmm.
came the new show, the talk show, the Michelle G Show that I film in Douglasville, Georgia with Regina Sunshine Global Network. So it
that's
all worked
amazing.
Out.
That's amazing. Congratulations on that. So yes, we
Thank
sometimes
you.
Do need to quiet our mind in order for things to unfold into our lives, because we could be missing the messages that God is sending to us on a soul level and
yes.
on a physical level. And if we don't pay attention, it's not that we miss out, but we might delay the prospects of something
yes.
great that's coming. So, yes.
Absolutely. Now, I haven't received my actual copy in hand yet, but
yes.
I did get the ebook. And I have been reading
yes.
it, and I really want to get into this discussion. I didn't even write any questions down because I believe that the show is just going to flow, because
okay.
even from the beginning, the first two pages and first few pages of the book, it just got me to thinking, and it got me to reflect just the way that you word everything, and how you connected the tree and compared
yes.
it to our actual physical being.
Yes.
I first want to ask you, how did the idea or the inspiration for this first come about? I'll ask that first, and then we'll go into the detail about the book. But how did that come about? How did you know that you were meant to write this book in this way?
You know, in the beginning of your announcement, when you said you had to take a hiatus, from doing everything
mm-hmm.
and get quiet so God can show you the things that you need to do. And that's exactly what I did. And that's most of where the inspiration came from. I had to stop and look around me and see all the messages that were being sent to me, because I am very intuitive. So I am very much tapped into everything that's going on around me. And I started getting dreams about what my book
yeah.
should look like, and messages about how the book should be structured and what I needed to put inside of the book. So the book itself, The Power of ABCs, is really about connecting with your thoughts and your words. Your words, most importantly, because your words are energy. And how
mm-hmm.
you manifest into your life starts with the written word and the spoken word. So, you know, I started off with a scripture that it was actually sent
yeah.
to me. I didn't even know that scripture existed in the Bible. But it says, you know, the perverseness of the tongue breaks the spirit. This is Proverbs
yeah.
15, verse 4. And I think this is very true, because many of us say bad things against ourselves and against others. And as much as we do not want to, we're not consciously aware of what we're saying at times, because our mind is just going all around and doing different things. And sometimes it stems from our experiences, and sometimes it stems from in the moment when we are so caught up with our emotions. Our emotions kind of let us say things that are sometimes not true, talked down
yeah.
to ourselves. And I've been doing that for a long time, probably I would say 20 plus years of my life. And once
wow.
I stopped to listen to myself, listen to the words that I was saying, especially about relationships, I was in patterns of relationship that I kept saying, no, this has to change. I keep going in the same pattern of relationship, but with different faces. You know,
yeah.
something
wow.
has to give,
mm-hmm.
and I had to
mm-hmm.
acknowledge that, and I had to address it, because sometimes we run away from it. And if we keep running away
yes.
from it, it's going to keep following us. So I had to address it and face it once and for all in order for me to transcend. And the transcending part comes with the tree. It's like these rooted experiences that are so deep within our minds. In order to transcend them, we have to flow up that trunk and go to the branches, which are the ABCs, as I call them. So, yes, this is where I got my inspiration from.
And that's it. Even hearing you speak about it, it's just it's touching because, and I don't know if it's the terminology that you're using, but it touches you when you say it, the way you experiences. You know, saying
yes.
The root experiences, because a lot of times, like you said, with relationships, until we recognize these things, face them, stop putting them off and passing them on, when we face them and actually deal with them, we still have those, it's still rooted in us. And sometimes we have to get to the root of it. And sometimes the roots have to be dug up, you know, just so that we can move on. And we do get
that's
in patterns
true.
And something you said earlier about, you know, a lot of people don't understand and about our words. When you speak things out, it's in the atmosphere. And once it comes out your mouth, you can't bring it back in. So you have to train yourself to speak because the word does say the life and death is in the power of our tongue. And you can choose to speak blessings or you can choose to speak curses.
That is
true. And I believe that we create our own, recreate our atmosphere. We can change our atmosphere. If we walk into a negative atmosphere and you can feel those vibes, then you begin to speak, you know, you begin to speak positivity. You react, you know, in a positive way to different situations. Cause you said, something relating to the emotions when we speak, cause we're emotional beings. And I try to get my son to understand, and myself as well. I'm just learning that I can't move off my emotions because my emotions are subject to change. Mm. So I have to take a moment when I get angry because we get angry, stuff happens.
Yes.
I have to take a moment and stop and think before I react because it's not the fact that I got angry because the word tells us that we can be angry, we just can't sin not. So I have to take a moment when I'm angry to say, okay. And take that moment to think about it, because it's not in the fact that I had that emotion. It's my reaction to it.
That's
going to affect me.
You know, you said something very important when you talk about how you get angry and you have to take a moment to react. I feel that I had a conversation the other day with someone who did get angry about a situation that they had all control of how the outcome was going to play out. But they didn't see it that way. So I had to tell them. And, of course, they get angry at me, too, and told me that they're only human. You know, this is human stuff. So I said, if we keep using this thing that we are only humans, we are still lowballing ourselves because we are saying that certain actions and reactions are fine when, in fact, we do have control about how we react in every single situation, whether it's at a job and we have an employee and a boss situation, and say your boss is one of the meanest persons ever, and you are so tired of them, so you give them attitude every minute, attitude, and they give you attitude back. It's not solving the situation.
Exactly.
It's only feeding the drama, feeding more bitterness and resentment. And a lot of people are carrying around bitterness and resentments and guilt and shame. And you know where this is stored? This is stored in your body. One day it will combust. One day it will combust into some manifestation of something else, and it will be too late. So I feel like it's very important in how we carry our words, how we react, and what we're carrying within our roots, within the roots of our experiences. And if we do not address them, I don't know. Anything possible can happen if we do not address them. You know, some people call it karma, but I don't call it karma because karma to me has to do with action. It could be good and bad.
Yes.
And action is if you're doing something good, you could have good karma. If you're doing something bad, it's got bad karma. However you want to put it, it's just experiences happening. And it's all up to everyone to be the creator of their own reality. That's what it is. It's up to everyone to do that.
Absolutely. And, you know, people don't understand it. And one of my biggest pet peeves, and like you brought up about the person you spoke with the other day, and I've heard it, and I used to use this terminology myself. I would do something and react a certain way, and it's like, you know what, that's just me. That's just who I am. No.
Yes.
It's not who I am. That's who I'm choosing to be at that moment. Because I can also choose to make a better decision, which will give me a better outcome.
That's correct.
And we say it all the time. And I, go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we say it all the time. And like I said, I used to say it myself. And then I had to realize, no, Shell, that's not who you are. That's who you're trying to be, or that's who you are at that you want to be at that moment, because you have the power to change that.
Yes,
that's an excuse you're using to give you, that's an excuse you use to behave unseemly.
Yes. And it's sometimes has to do with what we identify with. We've become so attached to certain behavior patterns and certain experiences that it becomes, I wouldn't even say becomes a part of us. It attaches to us. And we see it and accept it as is, and then we make it our own, when in fact we don't realize that we can always change that story. And so what happens is that as the more we identify it, the ego gets involved and form it as a comfort zone. So for us to justify certain behaviors, and the more we justify it, the more truth it becomes to us. So for someone who's been doing it for a very long time, it's hard to tell them that, you know, that's who I am or that's not who you are. They've identified it with it for so long. Like someone who is in a pattern of relationship with men who uses them. And they keep going in the same patterns of relationship. I was in a situation like this for years. And I kept noticing the patterns. But I said to God, no more. I can't do this anymore. Yeah. Something has to change. But you see, that something wasn't a thing. It was me. I had to take responsibilities about what I'm projecting out there, what I'm attracting out there, in order for my reality to change. And this is why the power of ABCs are really 26 words. They're literally 26 words, which stems from 26 of my experiences. Some of the experiences I had to get very vulnerable and very transparent.
Yes.
They range from all different aspects of life, where it's connected to racism, it's connected to sexual orientation, it's connected to relationship issues, connected to all aspects of life, where I feel like even one story in that book can reach out to someone and say, hey, you know, maybe I could see things a bit different if I was in that situation or when I was in that situation. So this is why it's so unique, the concept of this book. And I use the Seva tree, which is the Maya cosmic tree, because it's such a perfect example of how we can balance the good and bad of things by becoming neutral. It's key here. It's about becoming neutral and seeing things from a higher perspective. This is why the branches are ABCs, the heightened awareness, I call it, where we see things from a heightened awareness instead of being in it and not being able to see the entire playground as we go through life. So, yeah.
Yes, because a lot of times we don't, because we're in the situation, we don't see what's going on. And a person on the outside looking in can see. But because you're right in the middle of it, your vision is skewed. You don't see what others are seeing. And if you're not in that mindset that you're ready to change and ready for something different and better, like you said, you were tired of going through that same repeated cycle with men. So you said, you know what, God, something has to change. And you realized that it was you that had to change. And a lot of times our change starts with our mindset. If we can get our mindsets changed to where it needs to be, then we can, you know, we can change. But it's just it's a matter of our mindsets and things changing. And a lot of times that's one of the biggest and hardest battles. That's one of the biggest and hardest battles, is changing our mindset.
Oh, let me tell you, it was a battle writing this book. In terms of vulnerability and getting down into some of the stories that I've identified with or stories that have happened to me, it was very difficult because I had to question God and say, God, are you sure you want me to put certain things like this in this book? And I did a lot of meditation. I did so many meditation and prayers, and it felt all right that certain things needed to go into this book, because it wasn't just the the idea that I'm sharing my own life experiences with others so that they, in some aspect, can relate to it. But it's also healing for me. I was literally healing myself because I'm writing anything that happened. I'm writing it out, and I'm letting it all go. And letting go is something that we don't do often because it's hard for us to let go because we, as humans, sometimes we tend to, like, control. We want to hold tight to certain things. Somebody did you something at church, you want to hold on to it. You go to church and you praise God, but when you go home, you remember what Sister Pauline did to you. And, you know,
yes.
It's just, you know, these little things. We're building these emotions in our body. And I literally had to physically experience this. I literally had emotions held in my body where I was getting very sick. And until I took a spiritual hiatus, and connect with God, that's when I started to see, I wouldn't even call it the error of my own ways, because I feel like it wasn't a mistake. I feel like it needed to happen that way to get to grasp the lessons. Because sometimes we beat ourselves up saying that we made mistakes and error, but no, we're just experiencing. This is part of the whole experience. And once we see it as such, we have the ability to say, okay, I want to experience something new. I'm going to go out there and create that. And it's all in our power. It's all our choice. It's our choice always.
Wow. And that's just hearing you talk about it. You can tell that you've been on this spiritual enlightening journey.
Yeah.
And even though we may use, you know, people may use different terminology, because, you know, we have a tendency to, if you use certain terminology, people are like, oh, I don't know what that is. I don't, you know what I mean? We're real funny about some things because I am, you know, and it goes with something I was talking about the other day. I'm a certified aromatherapist. So people, when I talk about herbs and using oils and stuff, they immediately go to another, oh, I don't know about all, I don't know. Well, what do you not know? The oils come from the plants that God put on earth and, you know, and the herbs as well. So, you know, and in biblical days, that's what they use.
Yeah.
So what do you not, you know?
Frankincense, myrrh, these different things. Yes. Yeah, they're all there.
And they don't understand that. They question it, and I feel like they question or they shy away from what they don't understand.
Yes.
So
I mean,
try to get an
in
understanding.
Bible too, in Revelation chapter 22, verse 2, and I put this in this book because I thought it was just convenient that this was there. It says the leaves of the nations are the healing for the nations. The leaves are healing for the nations. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 2, it states this: leaves are healing for the nation, and it stems from the tree of life. And the ceiba is actually considered the Maya tree of life. So I said, oh wow, this is just so fitting. This is so perfect. I really need to let people know about how you can connect the leaves, which in the book I actually give practical tools. I don't just talk about me and just the wisdom I've gained from my own experiences. I'm actually giving other people tools that I've used while I was going through the spiritual hiatus. I did affirmations, mantras. I did forgiveness, for example. I'll just give a little tip of the book. Forgiveness, for instance, I use the Ho'oponopono prayer, which is a very powerful prayer that stems from the Hawaiian culture. And it's very simple. It's a very simple prayer that you could say to someone, and it's so powerful. And I did it for 40 days, 40 days straight. Every morning, I get up before dawn, and I did it. And I told you, I felt like I released a lot of things just in spirit with God, healing myself with different people who came in and came out. And most importantly, healing myself, because I had to start that forgiveness with myself in order for me to start forgiving other people. And some people don't understand. This is key and important because we tend to hold on to guilt and shame and these things. You know, I don't know why. End up dealing with that person. I was so stupid. No, you're not stupid. don't say those things to yourself.
Exactly.
You needed to experience that in order to take away the lessons. And this is where, this is how the book is highlighted, from the rooted experiences all the way to the branches, because this is kind of how we are expanding in life. We are rising to a higher level of ourselves. Like Sierra says, level up. We need to level up.
Exactly. And I love the way, because even just looking at that terminology, like I said, that's what got me. I can't wait to read the whole book.
Wow, thank you.
Because, like, we do it all the time. Like, well, actually, when my book came out, Baggage Dropped the Weight, it dealt with a lot of things that I was carrying. And I was carrying as weight. I've been carrying a lot of stuff, and I learned how to drop it through different processes.
Yeah.
Through different processes, and that's the one thing about doing the show. And I'm very transparent. That was my 17-year-old son coming to let me know that, you know, he's getting ready to go somewhere, and I'm glad he let me know. But so I'm still a mother, regardless of everything. I'm always mommy. Even through my book,
imagine.
So I can relate to what you're saying. And when I was on Regina's show, before my book really came all the way out, when I was on her show, she said, and I told her I questioned God. I was like, God, why do I have to write this book? And it's not a long book, but she said, oftentimes when you're an author and you're writing, you have to be the first partaker.
Yeah,
so when you were just
that
saying
true.
That you had to, these are things that you experienced yourself, you had, that had to be, that had to happen so that you can get the spiritual growth that you needed.
That's
and I
right.
think that it's very important that you went through, that you are transparent, because people need to see, you know, people need to see that, you know what, you're not the only one.
That's
we
right.
overcome by the words of our testimony. And if you never
That's
tell
right.
your testimony, how can you, number one, overcome? And then how can you help others? And I tell people a lot of times that what we go through is never about us. I don't think it's about, it's not about me and it's not for me. It's because I'm going to run into somebody along the way that I can say, you know what? God brought me through this. That's going through the same situation that God brought me through. And I can testify, you know what? God brought me through this, and this is how, you know? So I said, you know, when we usually do that, woe is me, and why did that happen to me? It's not about you.
Yeah.
It's that God can, you know, it's all going to be for God's glory. If you allow him to work it out of you,
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
Now,
you know, when you said, why did that happen to me? I talked about one of that part in my book, maybe the very first beginning. For those of you who need to read the book, you really need to read the book and see and read this book very carefully, because it really talks about the things that we often say to us, especially when you're in a certain situation. Like one of the things I used to say, like, why me, God? Why did I do to deserve this? We do this so often. We do this
exactly.
often and don't even realize. And I did it. I kept doing it. And I stopped questioning God. I stopped questioning why certain things happen and take responsibility. Take responsibility, because if we don't change, things cannot change. And it's hard to change. Don't get me wrong. It's not something that happens overnight. This took me 2 years, literally, 2 years. Some people, everybody's path and spiritual path is different, and personal journeys are different. So some people may take a little longer, and some other people, it took me 2 years. Some would say, oh, that's quick. But the thing is that I'm always in a process of healing. I never stop healing.
Exactly.
It's not a destination here. It's part of this whole human experience. We're going to pick up things along the way. And as soon as you pick it up, you'll know what to do with it. This is why the power of ABCs, I created this these definitions and these affirmations. So if you pick up an experience, you say, oh, I'm going to take my ABCs. I'm going to dash it on it and take it to the branches. And I'm going to get rid of it. Not get rid of it, but to see from a different perspective.
Yes. And I think, like I said, your words are what really grab me and pull me in to, you know, mm-hmm. and the way you describe, like, the root is experiences, trunk
yes.
insight, and leaves of healing.
Yes.
And though just the words, now I want to go deep, you know, deeper into you talking about your book. I want to give
yes.
you the opportunity not to give everything away, because I do yes. believe that once I finish reading the book, I'm going to have to read it
yes.
again. And again, it's a book that you can keep referencing to. And I got
yes.
this for all those who are listening. I got that from just reading the first chapter. After the first few pages, I was like, okay, I'm gonna have to reread this book and write notes and take notes, because it's that good. It draws you in. And now I want you to, you know, really go into depth. Like you said, not giving away, because they need to purchase the book. And at the end of the show,
okay.
I'm going to give you that space to tell them where they can purchase the book and how
yes.
they can follow you and all that. But right now, I want
okay.
you to get in depth. And that's why I didn't write down questions, because I knew the conversation would flow. But
okay.
to talk about what you want them to know about the book, if you want to talk about a couple of the ABCs or you know, like
yeah.
A, acceptance.
yeah. Yes.
B, beauty. And so I'm not going to go any further, because I can keep going and going and going. I'm going to give that and
okay.
turn that space over to you. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start with B and E, because we are in B Inspired with Michelle G. Why not? And I'll add G. And I'll add G to that as well. So, so B E G. I'm not begging here, but yes.
I like that.
So we have B. So the book, as just give you a general overview for those of you who may are just tuning in. The book is basically 26 words. 26 words, which I came up with. They're words that we know we use on a daily basis, words connected to our emotions. For instance, B is beautiful, E is for empower, and G is for grateful. B is beautiful, in general, talks about certain situations and scenarios where we felt like we weren't beautiful enough, or someone made us feel like we weren't beautiful. And I go in depth with an experience where someone, you know, challenged my skin color, and it made me feel less than beautiful. Where I grew up in Jamaica, there is a culture of women bleaching skin, men bleaching their skin, because they believe the black mm-hmm. complexion doesn't look so good. And for someone later in life, you know, as I was working, to tell me that, compare my skin to something, and you'll read the book and you'll find out, to something else, it really made me feel less than beautiful, and brought up a lot of cultural issues about, you know, maybe I should be bleaching my skin or doing certain things, so maybe I'll attract, you know, different, more men or different things. But I said, no, I'm becoming a woman, and I'm becoming more comfortable in my skin, and I need to tell myself differently that I am beautiful just the way I am on the outside. Do not allow anyone to project their own insecurities on me. And so beautiful is a sense about the beauty that's within our souls, the beauty that transcends all the outer aspect of us, because it's so powerful and so gentle and so compassionate. It's able to see on the branch of beautiful the different aspect of where it is that you love about yourself. It could be your skin, your hair, your eyes,
yeah.
your arms, the little things on your body. And these little things, you pay attention to your toes. And if you pay attention to one thing on your body that you love so much, it will connect to the other aspects of your body and say, I love my entire body. So this is what the branch of beautiful really talks about. And if you read the book, it will go in depth into the experience and how I was able to transcend that experience in my life, to tell myself create a different definition of what beauty means to me, and not
yes.
what someone else is telling me about what it means to them because of the color of my skin. So yeah,
wow.
So this is beautiful. Now, into going to E, which is empower. Empower really came from the inspirations of cartoons. I loved cartoons growing up. I still love them. I'm not going to lie. I'm 32 years old, and I still watch cartoons.
I love them.
So, and one of my favorite cartoons growing up was He-Man. I don't know if anyone remember He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
I do.
It was, you do remember. Great.
I remember.
And I used to watch that show religiously, even when I'm supposed to be cleaning the house on Saturday. And my grandmother gave lists and chores to do. I'm sitting down watching cartoons because that's the only thing I could remember when she told me, you better get up early. And so I use the cartoons, because we all do this. I use the cartoon as a way to kind of close myself off from the world. We all have different things that we use to close ourselves off from the world because it lets us escape. And for me, He-Man did this for me because when Prince Adam used to call, when he had to battle the villain Skeletor, and he used to call for the power of God, he would get the sky, the sky would open up, and a light just comes out,
and
he's illuminated and transformed like a powerful Avenger. And I like that idea because I was living in the ghetto of Jamaica, and I've seen some things. I've seen women being beaten. I've seen people being killed, and times I used to hear gunshots and all these different things, and I said, my God, this cannot be the reality that I want to live in. And this is at 7 years old. I'm thinking like this. At 7 years old, I already started thinking about the world and how poor and desolate place it was, and I didn't like it. So I always thought myself as He-Man, this Avenger, just getting rid of the villains and everyone, and I escaped in that world. But you know, as I grew older, my life changed, and it became more, it was more of these villains, I would call them. But then I realized they're not villains. They're here to teach me how to become more powerful within myself. So all that time, that light that I've been looking for, like He-Man in the sky that I could call, that light was within me, and I had to find that light through that darkness. Working with different people, whether it was bad or good, I had to empower my own self. And through faith, we can do that. Through faith and reassurance that God is there through us, even the darkest moments. So this is how I came up with the branch of E-Real. So people can see that. You have to take your struggles and make them into triumphs. This is very important for us to move forward with our lives. And the most important branch, and I think I call this the branch of manifestation, is G's grateful. My experience stems from when I was in high school, and I wanted a pair of Jordans, and I couldn't get a pair of Jordans because I had my father just came to America, and you know, like every person coming to America, they struggled. They had to. Their whole life start over. You start off in a new place. And I think everyone can relate to that. Everyone can relate when you go somewhere new and you have to start all over and you have to depend on other people and you want financial security, but it's not coming and you are frustrated at the world. And for me, I didn't understand this. And I was so caught up in wanting the latest things because I'm in America now. I heard good things about America. I could wear the latest Jordans and the latest name brands, but it wasn't like that. I had to go to the cheap store and buy all these things. And I didn't realize that I was becoming so caught up in the materialization and everything that I forgot to be grateful. I forgot that back in Jamaica, I wasn't able to find school fees sometimes because we, at the time, you had to pay a fee to go to school, to high school. But in America, I had free education. That some of the things I had to like compare and contrast and said, you know what? I have to be grateful for what I have right now and stop focus on the things that I can always get later in life. And mind you, of course, I didn't buy a pair of Jordans. I ended up buying a pair of heels instead. So this is how sometimes we have to remember to be grateful for the simple things in life because this is so important. Be grateful for our body, our mind, the people around us. We are not grateful because we become so materialized. We forget the people around us. And also Mother Earth. We need to be grateful for Mother Earth. We are on borrowed land. We are on borrowed land. So we may be building our houses, these things that we're trying to materialize. Mother Earth comes and takes, she takes them away in, I don't know, in like 20 minutes.
Exactly.
So these are some of the things we have to be grateful for. Be grateful and appreciate life for every single day. So that's my take on some of the chapters in the Power of ABCs. If you want to go through all 26 chapters, there's more, and I guarantee you will not be disappointed because, as I said, I had to become so transparent. And for the people who know me very well in life, I was always a private person. But once you're doing God's work, there's no privacy. There's no privacy.
Exactly.
You have to be on the ball. Make sure that you are speaking your truth because that's the only thing that matters.
Yes, and a lot of people, just that tad bit that you gave us, BEG, that is just, I'm telling you, they need to go and just bombard Amazon and wherever you can,
yes,
outlets, your webpage, to buy this book. And like I said, I can't wait to read the rest of it and then reread it because I know that I'm going to get so much out of it. When you were writing the book, I know,
yes,
you said you came up against so many, just dealing with you and your and the things that you had to deal with you to get, you know, going on this spiritual enlightening journey. Did you have a lot of obstacles or a lot of pushback from outside of you, like people, you know, pushing back or questioning? Because for me, I had a lot of people, you know, do that thing where it's like, who she thinks she is that she can write a book. You know, that type of thing. Did you get any of that?
You know what? I did, but I've never really paid attention to that because I'm a Pisces, first of all. I live up in the clouds. I always tell people this and they laugh. But yeah, meaning that I've always been, and anyone can vouch for me, I've always been the type of person to do my own thing, regardless of what anyone says outside of me. And that's how I was able to kind of create my own life. Some people understand, like, why, you know, how did you do the mathematics thing? Because I went to school and did my bachelor's in mathematics and my master's in economics. And it's like, that's crazy. How did you know to do these things? I said, because I followed my own intuition. I did not look at what anyone else said outside of me about what I can do or what I can do. I always knew within myself. Yes, there were fears. Don't get me wrong. There were fears about what other people might think and if I could do it. But I realized that I had control over the fears that I'm projecting onto my own reality and what I want for myself. And what's for you is for you. There's just no taking away from that. And if you believe it, you can achieve it. And that's just what I think. Regardless of what anyone wants to say, at one point, I remember I went to a top self-published consultant, very well known in the self-published world. And she told me, and I asked her, I don't even know why I asked, but I asked her about the title for my book. And she's like, well, you know, I don't think. And then when she said, I don't think, I said, but I think, I know. And I just left it alone. And I said, yeah, you could be all the way up there, but God is higher. And I know what God told me to put as that title, and I'm going to keep it as such. Because I know that title is going to draw people in, and it's already doing that. So when she told me, like, oh, I don't think that title, and she's been in the business for 20, 30 plus years. And I would say, it doesn't matter. I know what God told me to put on this title. I saw it in the dream of what this book was going to look like, and I'm following through with that. So, yeah.
And you have to have that mindset because that's the way I was. I mean, I look past all that because who am I? I am who God said I am.
Yeah,
this wasn't through me. This was through God. And my prayer to God was, it's not about the money for me, God. It's about, I said, it's about the people being reached that need to be reached.
That's
it's not for everybody, but I know it's for somebody. And as long as it's reaching the somebodies, then I know you're getting the glory. And that's what it's about for me.
Yes.
Everything
he has to get the glory.
Fact.
Yeah, I know for a fact that God wanted me to write this book, no matter how much I felt like I was sacrificing myself. But it wasn't a sacrifice. At first I was like, I'm putting my privacy on the line here, saying certain things that people never knew about me because I was such a private person. They could never hear anything about me. No one knew anything about me. But when some people read this book, I said, oh, my goodness, you went through all of this? And I said, yes, it's because of God is why I'm still here, being able to write this story, because I need to write this story so others can say, you know, I've been through that. And to see it from a different perspective is very good, because for a long time, and I've heard people said this to me, for a long time I've been holding on to it. Certain situations that made me feel unworthy and not loved. Mm. And I said, go to L and W. L is love and W is worthy. You'll read exactly what I'm talking about. So, yeah.
See, I love it. And even after this show, I'm going to repost it and repost it and repost it so that people can hear and listen, because I am enjoying this so much. Because, and when I tell you, I am really excited about finishing the book. I'm really excited about it. And because I'm a reader anyway, and when I find a book that it just draws me in, it's like, you know, I'll be at my desk at work reading it. You know, in between answering phones, that's how, you know, and every moment I can get, I'm reading it. I actually was doing that today. I had it pulled up, the ebook pulled up on my computer at my monitor at work, and in between doing reservations, I was going back to the book reading. That's how much it drew me in. Because, and I know I shouldn't be saying this on air, because I know I'm supposed to render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. So when I'm at work, I'm supposed to be at work. But Lord, you know.
Oh, okay. I feel everybody. Everyone does that. If you have a full time
everybody
job,
does
everybody it. Does that. Don't worry.
Everybody
I
does
feel
it.
Everyone does that.
I just feel that.
And it's so good to hear you say that it draws you in, because literally when I started writing this book, and I'm going to share a secret for everyone. It's no secret now, but I literally hate writing. I'm gonna
really?
I really do. So all my life, I've always been into numbers. I'm a business manager. I've always gone to the numbers. So anything that has to do with writing, I stay away from it. I said, nope, I'm not doing it. I even sometimes when I'm at work and I'm writing emails, I would keep it short and sweet. And I just like, I'm not into all that long justification about things. I'd rather call you and tell you. And so to the fact that I had to write this book, even writing my graduate thesis for my master's, 15 pages I had to write. It took me a year to write 15 pages. It took me one year to write 15 pages for my graduate thesis. But you know what? When you are writing something because you feel the need to inspire and motivate and uplift the spirits of people, whatever you believe that you cannot do, you will do, because there are infinite possibilities here. And there are so many potentials within ourselves. And once we get that drive or something to push us, it will happen regardless of what we think we can do or cannot do. And I just wanted to share that with someone, because I feel like there are a lot of people out there have stories they want to tell. And they're like, I don't know, my grammar is no good. Or, you know, who's going to really read my book? Don't say those things to yourself, because I did the same thing too. But when you're doing something from the bottom of your heart, and you're doing it because writing is healing. And this is what, you know, writing is healing. So if you write and start with a few words, and your whole life story is already a book, you can get it out there. So don't be afraid. The self-publishing process is a bit stringent, and I got through it. You can too. So yes.
Yes, it's just I'm just loving it. There's so much more I want to talk to you about, and time. That's why I say time really, an hour goes by real fast. Especially when the conversation is good. And
yes,
yes, we're almost down to the last 10 minutes. And I, like I said, I have so much that I want to talk to you about, even with this book, Now, briefly, as I was looking through like what you have on the back cover of the book,
yes,
and then reading your and I'll just read I don't even want to read that part of it because I think it I want them to go and get the book. I don't want them to go get the book, but at the same time, I know that there's more to you and more in you than just this one book.
Oh yes, there is more coming. This is a series, actually. This is not one book. This is a series of books. I've already started my research on the second book and the third book too. So it's God's will.
Yes.
It's God's plan.
It's
There's
God's
just
will.
No other way.
And isn't it funny how God will take that thing that you don't like, and that'll be the thing that He uses you to do. I don't like talking in public. I don't like talking even
right.
on the air.
That's right.
And now I have a TV show. I never did that. I don't like getting in front of people. And I'm an elder, so I have to, you know, preach the word from time to time. So it's like, Lord, He takes everything. I like being in the background. I like being in the background, you know, just let me stay under, you know, here you don't have to call my name. That's the way, but God uses those things. And I could just tell by the way you're talking and from your experiences that there's so much more in you. That's why, you know, I just felt that I know that there's more books than just this one. But just so that people can understand, when I read your bio, you're an author, an inspirational speaker.
Yes.
They can tell the inspirational speaker from just hearing you speak. But a spiritual teacher.
Yes.
Can you tell the listeners what is a spiritual teacher? And don't worry about time because I always set my show for a few minutes over because my shows usually do go a little bit over because they get good.
Okay.
What is a spiritual teacher?
So a spiritual teacher, and it's something I was battling with myself to put that on the back cover of the book because I said, okay, this is more than just teaching a class. So while I was writing this book, I was also coaching other people, listening to advice. People were going through things in their own life, and I'm talking about from all over the world, not just in the U.S. And one of the things that I did was every person that I spoke to, I gave them advice based on what my soul wanted me to tell these people. And I always look at that person and find ways of how they can reconnect with themselves. Because one of the things I try to get my clients to do is to engage with their soul. Because my Facebook page is called Living From Our Soul. And in order for us to change certain areas or transform certain areas in our lives, we have to start reconnecting with the truth of who we are. And that's all on the spiritual level. That's not something outside of ourselves. We may go to the doctor, and I don't have any issues against doctors or therapists or anything, but we do have to get connected with the truth of who we are if we want certain things to change, because we tend to go looking for answers outside of ourselves. And I used to do that. Don't get me. I used to do that a lot of times, go looking for answers. And some answers cannot be answered with anything external. It's all inner. And this is what I do. I teach other people how to go in, how to meditate, how to use affirmations, how to use prayers, how to use mantras. Even music is important. Sometimes we get God speak to us through music or through people sometimes. And music, listen to the music, and how can you take the words of a song and make it your own so that it becomes something that you want to, like if you're at work and you hear this one, you play this one song, it brings you to a certain level where you know your day is going to go well, regardless of the pile of work that you have on your desk. So I use different creative tools and creative tactics to get people to see things from a different understanding so that they may be able to tap into their own wisdom, like I have tapped into my own wisdom. So this is where the spiritual teaching came from. And, you know, at one point my name was Wisdom because I was married and my name was Wisdom until I changed it back to my name. So my ex-husband.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was. So I always thought that was very weird. But then now I understand, like, yeah, I took the wisdom with me in life from inside, but not his name. So, yeah.
Wow, Terry Wisdom. And you can tell just like I said with your conversation that there is a lot of wisdom. And you know, you have some people who as they get older, you know what I mean, they grow in wisdom, which is good.
Yes.
And then you have people that gain that wisdom from their life experiences. They don't just take those experiences as just, you know, an excuse to get angry, to be angry, to do, you know, to do all these other things, but they learn from it. They learn from those experiences and they take it and they absorb it and they gain wisdom from that. And I take from you, from hearing you and hearing part of your story, and I know I'm going to read much more in your book, I take from that that your wisdom comes from a lot of what you've been through.
That's right.
And
it has.
That's a beautiful thing because wisdom don't just come with age. And people get that confused. There could be someone who's 90 years old and they still be foolish.
Yeah.
It doesn't always, wisdom doesn't always come with age.
I've been gaining wisdom since I was 3 years old, since I had understanding of this world. And as I grew in understanding, I always observed and pay attention to everything around me and everyone around me. And that's why I was very private. I was always observant. And over those 32 years of observing and trying to see things, I just looked at the world and I said, this is quite interesting. I see God's plan for me. I'm not quite sure when it's going to develop, but I know it will. And it's my spiritual duty to teach people how they can change their lives. I remember when I did my book signing in Jamaica. I had a book signing in Jamaica 2 weeks ago, and the turnout was very good. And I was quite surprised because as a first-time author, and so many people turned up to get the copy of the book. And I said, oh, my goodness, I was so – these were friends and families and people I haven't seen in years from high school, and they showed up. And one person, I remember, asked me, how did you – I started following you in 2017. How did you reach – to this point, it's 2019. What did you do? And I said, I just stopped and I listened. I listened and I observed everything. I listened to observe myself, most importantly. I observed what I was creating, what I was saying to myself. And it sounds very simple. It is, but it isn't. And that's a paradox of life. So many things are so simple, but yet so to put it into action, it's not that simple. Because we have to make it become discipline in it. And we also have to repeat it. Repetition is key here for the ABCs. So I also use that with the ABCs. The ABC is something that we have to repeat many times in our childhood for us to remember. How many times did you stop at LMNOP and you get caught up with the words and you have to go back again and start over in the beginning?
And start off.
This is This is kind of what the concept of the ABC is. In order for us to transcend certain experiences, we have to maybe go through them again, and it's okay. But guess what? We are always rising to that, going past that trunk, rising to the branches, going. Mm-hmm. We are aiming to the sun, and it's radiating down on the branches, and this is where the life force goes through us and illuminates the roots. And those same branches, through a storm or anything, they fall where? To the roots. And the roots catches them and it becomes part of the roots. So you are feeding your mind and your body and your soul with these words of wisdom so that you may be able to see your rooted experiences from a different perspective. So, yes.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I really... And I'm looking at the time, I'm like, Lord, I don't want to end it because it's so good. It's like, it's so, I can sit here and I can listen and talk to you and glean from your wisdom, like for hours.
Thank you.
And it's just really, it's inspiring to me. And when I made the post, and I know you read it, I made sure that I told him,
this is
going to be one of the most uplifting, I believe, the most enlightening shows I've ever had. And I believe that.
Thank you.
It is one of the most enlightening shows I've ever had because it's a different way of looking at where you are and what you need to do to get to where you want to be or need to be in yourself.
Yes.
And I am a true believer of self-care, of you know, taking what, you know, looking within, taking those moments. I was always thought of as being different and weird, the way I eat, the way, you know, the way I dress, the way I wear my hair. I've always been different. I tried that trying to fit in. I never could. Even growing up, I could never fit in.
Go to Branch X. It's all about being extraordinary. It's Branch X. I really talk about how you said being different and weird. And go to Branch X, and you'll talk. When you reach the Branch X, I would love to hear your feedback on what you just said.
Oh, I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you, even if I have to message you on Facebook, I'm like, look, oh, Terry, yes, this is what I got out of this. Because, and I was always that, you know, I was always that way. I changed my hair. I did, you know, just different things to try and fit in. And it had to do with myself. I had a lot of self-esteem issues. And until I faced that and dealt with that, and then insecurity from broken relationships and being hurt, and it took me to realize that, you know, when that relationship that caused all that, that had a part in causing all that, ended, you know how you blame yourself and you want to, well, what's wrong with me? And, you know, and trying to fix, I realized that it wasn't me. His insecurities, I took on his insecurities and made them mine. His actions made me look at myself differently. And me trying to fix myself up like the one he would cheat with, you know? And then I took on, and then I realized, I was like, wait a minute, that, you know, this not, when I finally realized, I said, you know what, this isn't even mine. I took possession of something that does not belong to me. These are his insecurities, and now it's time for me to give it back.
That's right. And I also teach other people how to be in a relationship and learn how to detach from how someone supposedly think you should be. If you're in a relationship where someone is constantly wanting to be different, I'm going to say this right now, it's not for you. You need to get out of that.
Mm-hmm.
If someone doesn't accept who you are in a relationship, then I don't know how they're going to deal with your true self. Because when you connect with your true self and your higher self, there is no BS happening, and you are on a roll, and they have to rise to the level that you're going, rise to the branches of your ABCs, or they can stay in the roots and wait for, or you could wait for them. But this is one of the key things that happened to me, that as soon as I started changing and transforming, there are people in my life, they were just going away, they were gone. I was no longer resonating with them, and God brought in new people who were more on my level of understanding. But yet I still kept connection with the other people because I felt like one day we're going to all be on the same level. We will be on the same level in our own different ways, own unique ways, but we will be still connected because we never lose connection with other people, whether they're good or bad. It doesn't matter. It's just experiences happening here. We're going to always keep connections because we are all different, but what I call uniquely connected. And that connection is through God. We are all created from source, and there's no one is better than anyone. No one is more. Everyone is going through their own personal journeys, and we need to understand that. And if we cannot understand it, then so be it. The understanding will come to us if we choose to see it from our own perspective or see it from a different way. So the book highlights a lot of this. It highlights a lot of this because it's topics that sometimes when we talk about it, we tend to see it from the psychological point of view, the mind. But this is going to the soul. I'm going on a soul level here. This is where the spiritual teaching part comes in. I'm going on a soul level here and a heart level. Because in order to go on a soul level, that's something that we all have the ability to do when we tap in to the core of who we are. And sometimes some people say, I don't know who I am, though.
you don't know who you are because you are looking outside of yourself. You're using your visible senses to find who you are, and you're finding it through different people, and you feel like you need to be in this relationship to know who you are, make you feel happy, or you feel like you need to be in this friendship to know who you are, make you feel good about yourself. No, you can go in any environment, anywhere, and still be the same, but know how to deal with different people. And that's how you know that you're connected to your true self, your true divine essence. God intended for you to be. Everyone has that ability. No one. It doesn't matter what you've done in life, and I'm talking about the worst things, and you felt like, you know, God has left the building. Let me tell you, God has not left the building. It's because you didn't, you're not opening your eyes to see the blessings that God wants to pour into you. And the blessings that are coming into you, and for you to open up your eyes, yes, it's not easy, the spiritual journey, because it involves really seeing some truths about who you are, and people don't like to see the truth about who they are. And you must be willing to see that truth. That is just no other way. When I was writing this book, I cried so many times. I got angry at God. Yeah, I got angry at God because at some point I got so frustrated with the process. Writing is not an easy process. It's a very difficult process.
It's not.
But then I kept telling myself, you're a mathematician. What are you talking about? You need to write this book. Like, if you did mathematics, you can certainly write a few words. So I had to do that balance in order to finish this book within the year and a half that I started writing this. So the words needed to get out there. It's just no other way. And I was willing to risk whatever to get it out there. It didn't even matter how much money I spent and who God was sending me, people, the editors, the people who needed to read the book, and they were all in line with loving the concept of the book. And I just knew I had to work with these people. The person who was going to make the book, the cover of the book, God sent all of them. And I just said, I know this is the person I'm supposed to work with, and I know I'm supposed to work with this person to get the inside a certain way to make it look neat. And I just didn't care. I just wanted to get it out there. And so here it is.
And when you're following God's plan and you take time to listen, everything falls into place.
Absolutely.
He'll send who you need to get what he was. As long as you're in his will and you're being obedient, he'll send who you need to get what he's trying to get done.
Absolutely.
And something you mentioned, and I'm going to have to close the show, but just like you were saying, we talked about it last night actually in Bible study, and how you cried when you realized, you know, things about yourself and things you had to deal with. We talked about it in Bible study last night, when God shows you. And when God showed me who I was, I wasn't who I thought I was. I wasn't in the position I thought I was. I wasn't in the place I thought I was. And when he showed me, put that mirror in front of me and showed me, it was awful. It was awful. It just tore my whole insides to where I couldn't do nothing but cry, because I realized that who I thought I was, I wasn't. And this is what God is seeing in me, is this person he's now showing me. This is the reflection that he's seeing.
Yes.
And it just, we talked about that just last night. We got to end the show. Oh my gosh, I don't want to end. We got to end the show. But and then I give you, can you tell everyone where they can purchase the book, how they can follow you, and, you know, and anything else you want them to know about, you know, Terry Shaw? I'll give you those few minutes.
Sure, no problem. So you can purchase The Power of ABCs on Amazon.com. It's available worldwide. You can also purchase it on BarnesandNobles.com as well, and other ebook outlets and other outlets. It's not available on my website yet, because I'm trying to ensure that credit card information is secure. That's key and important to me. So I don't want to start taking any purchases on my website. You can follow me on Instagram and on Facebook at Terry Shaw Inspires with an S. And I recently started a YouTube channel. It's Terry Shaw Inspires, where I'm going to start doing meditation, give meditation techniques, do some affirmations that you can use in the morning on a daily basis, because I have a morning ritual and a nightly ritual that I do, one to start the day and one to close out the day. And many people do not have this. This is key and important for your spiritual maintenance. We need to be spiritually maintained as we go out into the world. It's all about the balance here. So I'm also in the process of writing my next two books. I can give you just a brief title part of it, because it will be finished soon. It's called XYZ, and XYZ is the 3D world. And the other one is KLM, which is about claiming your power. So it's KLM and the AI is about claiming your power, and this is a series of books. I will also be on Regina Sunshine Robinson's show this Monday in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes. So please tune in. If you, I'm sure as a listener of Michelle G, you're also a listener of Regina as well, because I know you two work very closely together. So
yes.
So that's as much as I can give at this point. So yes.
Oh, thank you. I am already excited. I haven't even finished the first book. I'm already excited and ready for the next one. Even hearing the titles, it's like, okay, this is going to be deep and I'm going to love this. Please let me know when you start the YouTube, the meditation, because people don't understand how important it is to have that few moments in the morning and in the evening, because I do, you know, I had gotten away from it, but I've gotten back into it where I get up in the morning and do the, you know, my morning yoga stretches and at night do my yoga stretches, and I rest better. I rest better. My mind is more clear, and my mind is one of those that always is constantly going, because I burn off a very few hours of sleep, because I'm always doing this, and this. And that was another reason for the hiatus, because I had so much, and now everything is finally, I'm finally getting a place where I'm getting order in everything that I'm doing in my business and in the shows, getting order in everything. And it wouldn't have happened had I not taken that time to just take a break, get quiet, and listen. So trust me, if nobody else is watching, and I know it's going to be, I know it's going to be a lot of followers watching the meditation, I know I'll be one of them. Because learning those things, because I'm currently, because I, you know, with all the certifications, one of the classes that I'm taking now is to get certified in meditation, because one of my interests. It's one of my interests that I enter, because all of it ties in together with me being a certified aromatherapist and a holistic coach. It ties in together. And that was the next step, was the meditation. And I said, you know, I'm taking courses for that now, but I will be watching, because you always can learn more. You know,
great.
You can always learn more.
It's good that you mentioned about the herbs, because I use certain herbs around me when I'm meditating, like natural herbs, raspberry leaves and red clover and certain. I take the power of these herbs. The ceiba tree is an herb tree itself. The Mayans used this tree as their medicinal, it was their medicinal go-to tree, kind of like a lot of the trees, like the sycamore tree or the Bodhi tree, different trees in all different aspects of cultures. Trees are so important to our body, leaves are so important to our body, and herbs and oils, anything from Mother Earth, anything coming from God's resources that's natural and organic, these things are what helps us heal. And if you don't have it physically, energetically, you can tap into it. So it's very important.
And I think that's why I relate with you a lot, because that's just my thinking. You know, you know, that's my thinking with everything. You know, if there's a natural way, I don't have a problem with doctors, because, you know, God gives them knowledge, but I prefer not
that's
to
right.
go. To a doctor, if I can find a natural way to heal or to do it, I do. I research and do the natural way, you know.
Yeah.
And if it means me changing different things, changing my food, changing my habits, then that's what I do. You know, natural is always better, because God put it here on the earth for us to use, and everything has a purpose. Everything
that's
has a purpose. So, you know, I'm big with the herbs and herbal, you know, all of that. So you and I have to connect on a whole nother level with some other
things. Oh, yeah, and my best friend actually has her herbal company, Holistic Paradise, and I did my book signing, and she was there able to future her. We're collaborating now after so many years of being apart. We are collaborating now, trying to help other people as well. And she has her Holistic Paradise. She sells certain herbs that are very common to Jamaica, like Sarasee, Malenga, and these different things, which is very healing to the body and to the mind. So, yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we definitely got to connect, because then that, you know, a lot of the things that I can't get, you know, that I try to get, it's hard for me to get to make my herbal teas and you know, that goes with my products. A lot of those things, it's hard for me to get, you know, to make those and to make my soaps and different things like that. So, yeah, we'll connect on another level.
Absolutely.
There's always a purpose for everything. And
yes.
I am so glad. Thank you so much for being
thank
on the show, Carrie.
Thank you.
I'm
very happy
I'm
I reached
forward.
Out to you. Yes.
Oh, yes, I am too, because this has been a blessing. It has been so inspiring. It has been just so uplifting. And even through talking to you, it's been encouraging for me to step into some other things that I've been setting here on the side. I know that they're for
I'm
me to do.
I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah.
You know, I know that they're for me to do, but then it's like, okay. But even talking to you, it's like, okay, Shell, you know what? Just you got to do it. You got to do it. And
it
came from just listening to you and listening to your words and the encouragement even through your words. So I thank you. I thank you for coming on the show. I thank you for being and standing in your truth.
Thank you so much. That's all I want to do. That's really all I want to do, because there's just no other way.
Because by you standing in your truth, it's helping. And believe me, you know, this show is listened. This show is heard nationwide, all over the world. And you standing in your truth and just speaking and talking about the books, even when they haven't even purchased the book yet. And I know that they're going to purchase it, and you need to. But, you know, just hearing you talk about the parts that you talked about tonight and standing in your truth, I know it's helping other people to step up and be prepared and get prepared and start going, taking the steps necessary to be able to stand in their truth.
And I also want to add one more thing for any listeners who might be in Netherlands or Amsterdam area. So my book, I pitched my book to a bookstore in Amsterdam, which is called American Book Center, which is ABC, and they literally have a tree in their bookstore. So they've already taken four of my books. So if you're in Amsterdam area and you would love to purchase a copy of the physical book, it will be in the Amsterdam American Book Center store in Amsterdam in Netherlands. So any listeners?
Wow.
Yes.
That's the American Book.
American Book Center. ABC.
Center.
The ABC.
ABC.
Book.
Now look at that. Look at that connection.
It has a literal tree inside of the store when I was there. So I know that's God. I don't question anything else anymore.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. See, I can go on, and we've almost been on air for an hour and almost a half. And like I said, I don't want it to end, but I know that we have to end the show. Thank you for coming on. Everybody who's out there listening, thank you for staying loyal.
Thank you, everyone,
for the Be Inspired. Yes, thank you. And thank you for being loyal to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show, even through my hiatus. You guys still was reaching out. What's going on? We missed the show, and I really appreciate it. Thank you for being understanding, because if I'm nothing else, I'm always transparent on here and let you guys know what's going on. And with that, I said it in the beginning of the show that the show has now been changed to scheduling. So remember, I won't be here every Wednesday, but every second and fourth Wednesday of the month, because I do have my other show and I have to travel more now. You guys can follow me on all my social media. Follow me on, you know, on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. Just go to all my media outlets. You can follow me. Thank you guys again for being so supportive. You can, I guess I better tell you what outlets you can reach me on. Follow me on Instagram at Michelle_GEE. Twitter, you can follow me there at Be Inspired MG, and on Facebook, The Michelle G. So just follow me, you guys, and go get the book, The Power of ABCs by Terry Shaw. You need to read it. Trust me, you need to read it. I've only gotten through a few chapters, and I'm ready to go. I'm going to sit on my laptop tonight and read some more. So you guys, go get the book. Thank you, Terry, for joining. And you guys, I am signing off now. Thank you to my wonderful guest, Terry Shaw.
Take care, everyone.
And I will be reaching out to you.
Absolutely.
I will be reaching out soon. Thank you all. And you guys have a blessed night. And you'll be hearing me in the fourth Wednesday of the month. Thank you. And you guys have a good night. Be blessed.